morning, everyone. Dan Cassidy here, and welcome to UBS's Top of the Morning podcast. As with many aspects of 2020, the holiday shopping season will have a different look and feel. However, the consumer is still forging ahead. Today, we will discuss how consumers are choosing to shop, the products on their radar this year, how retailers are adapting to the current environment we're living in, and more. And joining me on the line for the conversation today, glad to welcome back Rob Samuels, consumer analyst for the Americas with the UBS Chief Investment Office. So, Rob, good morning to you. Welcome back to Top of the Morning, and looking forward to our conversation today.
Thanks, Dan. Great to be with you again.
So, Rob, I know we're fresh off the first official holiday shopping weekend of this season. I'm curious, Rob, as to what you've been hearing in terms of consumer turnout and enthusiasm, considering the environment that we've been living through.
Yeah, great question, Dan. And, you know, very unsurprisingly, mall traffic was down pretty sharply this past weekend, both on Black Friday as well as throughout the entire weekend. You know, some statistics have it down close to 50%. And again, you know, most retailers have been, we're encouraging people to shop earlier, to shop online. And, you know, given the pandemic, it's not surprising to see people staying away from the malls. And choosing to shop online. You know, what's interesting is retailers really started their holiday season almost a month ago. You started to see holiday shopping deals. And I think what they tried to do is to get people to stretch out the time that they shop for holidays this year, just to limit the amount of foot traffic into the stores, limit the crowding in the stores that you typically get around the Black Friday holiday weekend. And certainly, you know, that seems to have really worked out given that mall traffic was much, much lower than you would typically find on a Black Friday, Thanksgiving weekend. So, you know, even though, you know, again, the stores weren't as crowded, you know, the online piece of the story, which I'm sure we'll talk more about, you know, that's really where the success came.
Well, it is an interesting point, Rob. I was out myself this past Friday at a couple of local big box stores, and you did see some crowding, but to your point, relative to years past, the foot traffic was much lighter. So, Rob, with respect to how consumers will shop over the next few weeks, what are the expectations for brick-and-mortar turnout relative to online and even mobile shopping?
Yeah, so the expectation is that more people will shop online this year than ever before, and we certainly have seen that at least in the early stages of the holiday season. You know, this past weekend, online sales were up, you know, north of 20%, both on Thanksgiving Day as well as on Black Friday, you know, some of the biggest online shopping days that we've seen. You know, this morning, Amazon had a press release out talking about how strong their holiday sales have been. So, you know, people, it's not as if people aren't shopping. They're just shopping online in the comfort and, you know, safety, security of their own home. In terms of just overall retail sales, you know, the National Retail Federation has put out their prediction for the holiday season. They think overall sales will probably rise in the 3.5 to 5% range, which is a pretty decent number. But when you look at the online piece of the story, online sales are expected to grow in between 20% and 30%. So, you know, clearly that's where the growth is coming in. That's not surprising. We've seen that over the last number of years. You and I have discussed it. It seems, you know, every year this time we're always talking about how strong the online sales piece, and that's really no different this year. In fact, it's even stronger. It's even stronger given COVID and given that, you know, people are staying away from the malls even more so than in a typical year.
Now, Rob, in terms of how retailers have been responding to the pandemic as far as efforts to create a safer shopping environment, I mentioned when I was out this past weekend, you did notice differences in terms of store layouts, how they're positioning foot traffic. There were some stark differences. So what has been done on that front, Rob, and as well as efforts to reduce and even manage crowding at retailers?
Dan, you know, the things that you saw, I saw the exact same things, and it was limiting the number of people within the store. So I witnessed lines outside of the stores, not because of there were too many people inside, but just to limit the amount of traffic flow and the interaction between people as they come in and out. You also saw really the lack of these big doorbuster promotions that we're so used to seeing in the past. So really, we didn't see any of that type of thing. Again, retailers did not want to, you know, have people crowding into the stores at a specific time in order to get those those limited time offers. You also had retailers offering some of the hottest gift items for the holiday season online only. So you know, you look at what video games, the new Xbox or the new PlayStation. Those are real must-have items this season, and even though they're in such limited supply, the retailers were only selling them online, again, to limit the amount of people that came to the stores looking for them. And then lastly, as I mentioned before, most retailers started their holiday promotions several weeks ago. So, they wanted to draw out the holiday season much more so than in the past, again, to limit the amount of people coming to the stores and limit store traffic. And I think we'll continue to see that over the next several weeks as we head, as we get closer to the Christmas holiday.
Well, I will say, Rob, my fellow shoppers this past weekend, they were very respectful of the boundaries and the guidelines that were put in place in these physical locations. So that was nice to see. Something I want to talk about for a few moments. I know when we have this conversation on an annual basis, Rob, we like to highlight some of the more popular items that are on the wish lists of people during the holiday shopping season. What do those consist of this year?
As I mentioned, Dan, the most popular item are the new video game consoles from both Microsoft and Sony. So the new Xbox, the new PlayStation 5, that's probably at the top of everyone's wish list. Unfortunately, supply is very limited for those items. So if you can get a hold of one, consider yourself very lucky. I'd also say toys, once again, are must-have items this year, especially with kids spending more time at home. You know, I think toys are going to once again be quite popular. Anything, any type of electronic type of device or toy. Apple's products are always popular this time of year, as well as Amazon's Alexa products. Athletic inspired apparel and footwear also are popular this year, and that's again not surprisingly, given that most of us are still at home and spending more time at home. So I think dressing in that athleisure style is still still quite in vogue, and then I'd say not necessarily gift giving, but you are starting to see people start to hoard once again, and specifically when it comes to cleaning supplies, any kind of home related items. And again, that's not necessarily gift giving, but I do think that's going to have quite a successful holiday season as well. Again, given that people are spending still more time in their homes than in the past.
Are there any items that you might consider to be laggards? So maybe in years past would have been popular, but due to conditions that we're living through this year, kind of are on the back burner, so to speak?
Yeah, I think apparel, just regular type of apparel, I think probably suffers this year. Again, think about no one really going into an office or just the lack of holiday entertaining. So I think seasonal type of apparel probably languishes somewhat. I think beauty may languish as well. Again, people aren't going to those holiday office parties or just, holiday parties or entertaining with friends. So I think those are the type of items that probably suffer in this COVID holiday.
It's an interesting point because this time of year, Rob, usually on my list, I always ask for some workplace essentials, like maybe some new dress socks or a new pair of work shoes. But those items are noticeably absent from my wish list this year. So interesting to see that trend is a bit more widespread. Maybe before we wrap up, Rob, what are your current investment views on the U.S. retail and e-commerce sectors? What can you share with us there?
Yeah, we continue to be very bullish on e-commerce. So we think that even though we've seen these tremendous gains this year, really, influenced by COVID, we just don't think we think those gains are likely to continue going forward. And we just think that e-commerce will continue to be the preferred method of shopping for consumers, even as we get return to normal. We think the consumer is in decent shape. As I mentioned, the expectations are for quite a decent holiday season, 3-5% total retail sales growth. But we would also look to those companies that have struggled this year due to COVID and struggled with their stores closed. And those names are likely to see a bit of a bounce back next year as we do begin to return to some sense of normalcy.
Rob, thank you for joining us on Top of the Morning today. Would be great to have you back once the holiday shopping season is behind us to get some thoughts and reflections on how the broader season played out relative to expectations. But in the meantime, Rob, wish you a happy and safe and healthy holiday season, and we'll look forward to having you back on the podcast again soon.
Same to you, Dan. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Rob. And again, today we have been joined by Rob Samuels, the consumer analyst for the Americas with the UBS Chief Investment Office. Before we close out the conversation, I do want to point out to our listeners and especially our clients of UBS that Rob Samuels recently authored a blog which ties right into the conversation we just had, a title of which is A Holiday Shopping Season Unlike Any Other, Our Thoughts Ahead of Black Friday, though also relevant throughout the extent of the holiday shopping season. So would definitely point you to Rob's blog, which is now available up on UBS Online Services. Though if you are a client of UBS, simply reach out to your financial advisor if you would like to receive a copy of Rob's blog directly. Top of the Morning will be back again for you tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everyone.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.